Track 4. Wharfdale and its glacier.
On your right, you will see down across Wharfdale, where there are four large lakes now used for recreation and wildlife. They give evidence for the last glaciation of Wharfdale, when the valley floor was filled with sands and gravels from glacial meltwater. These have since been extracted for building, leaving lakes. During the last 30 million years, global climate has been cooling down, culminating in the development of huge ice sheets in the last 1.8 million years. Global temperature has fluctuated since then, resulting in many advances and retreats of ice sheets over northern Europe. Ice sheets grew in cold times in high mountain areas and advanced into the lowlands. However, most of the evidence of early ice advances have been obliterated by later events.
The last glacial stage, called the Devensian, was at a maximum about 17,000 years ago, and ice covered the high ground in the Otley area. As temperatures rose, ice melted and ice sheets became thinner. In the final stages of the glacial period, the thickest ice was confined to the valleys. It would have been possible to stand on Otley Shevin and look over a valley with glaciers moving down Wharfdale and Airedale and meltwater streams filling the valley floors with sands and gravels. The picture on the interpretation board at Surprise View at Marcherstone 8 shows how the landscape of Wharfdale would have looked then. When the ice melted completely, it left behind extensive deposits of glacial till, also known as boulder clay, which was sometimes washed away or modified by meltwater.
It is a relatively long way to Marcherstone 3, so you may need to replay the directions a few times. These are provided in Track 5.